Okay, today we're continuing in the third paragraph of Masechta Nedarim. Today we are learning Paragimel Mishnah Zayin, a very short Mishnah. Hanoder meroeh chama asra af pesumin. If someone takes a neder that asks him from people who see the sun, he's not allowed to get hana even from blind people. Shalom eskavin ze elamisha chama roeh oso, because he wasn't referring. He was referring not to people who can see, but to people who the sun sees, meaning to people upon whom the sun shines, and the sun shines on blind people as well. If he meant only people that are able to see, then he would have said people who can see. By adding the sun, you know, to his phrase, he's obviously changing the impression of what he means to say. Mishnah Ches, Hanoder Mishchorei Arosh, Asur B'Krachim U'Balei Sevos. If a person takes a neder that asks him from people who have dark heads, so that includes all men, even people who are bald, and even people who are old and therefore have gray or white hair. If he was only referring to people who have hair, as opposed to bald people, he would have said those who have hair instead of dark-headed people. So obviously he's not using dark-headed to mean only people with dark hair. That would exclude the bald people. He's using it to by its popular meaning, which means all men, not only the bald, but old people as well, whose hair is gray. But he's allowed to get hana from women and children, even though they might have dark hair. Because only men, in the common parlance of the way people speak, only men are considered to be called dark-headed people. Because women would be called the people who cover their heads, and children would be called the people who don't have any covering on their heads, the bareheaded people. That's because women have an obligation to cover their hair, and children do not have as much of an obligation to have a covering on their head. Now we have the practice that even children wear yarmulkes, but they don't have the Gemara's in Kiddushin talk about that. Only when a person gets married do they have the real full obligation of fully covering their head, things like that. So that's why it became the parlance. It became just the way that people speak. Okay, so to review what we learned today, Mishnah Zayin, we said if a person takes a neder from Roeh Hachama, blind people are included in that neder because he meant that he's taking a neder from anyone that upon whom the sun shines. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said a person takes a neder from Shchorei Harosh. It means all men, even bald men, even white-haired men, but it does not include women and it does not include children. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Tess.